Builder, Assassination Factory, and Terror Machine, the front edge of a war Iran believed it was in. Yes or no? That was the question before Shakib. His mind replayed the operating briefing. Shakib had barely slept, and on the black leather sofa in his office at that. What the Supreme Leader wanted was what should happen, and Suleiman wanted the attack, whatever the consequences. Shakib realized that Suleiman was senile, and before that insane, and yet to say or do anything to oppose him would be suicide. Even voicing his misgivings might result in Shakib being relieved of his duties, or imprisoned, or hauled in front of a firing squad and shot. Of course, he would approve Mansour's design, but something bothered him on a level that was beyond official duty. Shakib was angry, for Mansour had lied to him, and only him, and now Shakib was cornered. Mansour's lie had occurred that afternoon. Following prayers, General Shakib, along with Iran's top military, intelligence, security, and religious leadership, had met inside the office of Iran's Supreme Leader, Ali Suleiman. The briefing had lasted less than 30 minutes. It was about a proposed Hezbollah action against the United States of America on American soil. The briefing had been led by Zakaria Mansour, the Commander General of Hezbollah. Mansour had been handpicked by Shakib himself after time in Quds and Vivac. Mansour had designed the entire operation. He chose an Arabic word. He called it Al Jazeera, the island. Al Jazeera was about turning Manhattan into an island, literally. Mansour was tall and thin. He was muscular, but there was something else about him that made him more powerful than men much bigger and stronger. He had a dashing look and way about him, his black hair parted in the middle and long, feathered back. His face was chiseled and handsome, sharp features, aquiline nose, and yet an overall sense of the potential for violence, a scar beneath his right eye clearly visible, and eyes that had a savage, calculating quality. He wore a blue button-down beneath a smart-looking Kanali suit. He was the only one standing, amid large, long leather sofas, beneath 20-foot ceilings and the ornate woodwork of the Supreme Leader's office. A large screen displayed Mansour's presentation for all to see. Mansour began by nodding respectfully to Suleiman and saluting Shakib. He held a small black remote. The first slide showed all New York City from above. A crystal-clear photo taken by drone over the city and its five boroughs. Suddenly, a red digital line illuminated the border of the island of Manhattan.
Your Excellency, what I present today is an operation designed to inflict great damage on the great Satan, said Mansour.
I look forward to hearing about it, Zakaria, said Suleiman.
The pieces are all in place, Imam, said Mansour thoughtfully.
He counted out with his fingers.
Manpower, weapons, and most important, opportunity.
Will you be there? Said Suleiman.
Yes, said Mansour. I leave tomorrow.
Several heads turned, and glances were exchanged.
I'm glad to hear that, said Suleiman. Please go on, he said,
waving his long, spindly fingers through the air.
Time requires, if it is all right, I summarize, said Mansour.
He held a remote with a red laser pointer, pointed it at Manhattan, and detailed his plan. It took Mansour less than 5 minutes to outline the operation. A low chorus of mumbling and exchanged glances, most indicating disbelief, cut through the room, but Mansour continued. His voice throughout remained calm, patient, and above all, respectful. After he was finished, there was a long hush. All eyes went to Suleiman, who stared at Mansour. Slowly, Suleiman's head began to move up and down, nodding his approval, nodding to Mansour to continue. One of Shakib's deputies, his chief of staff, Brigadier General Ghani, spoke up.
Surely trying to kill the president, even just an attempt on his life, will provoke a response that could prove catastrophic, said Ghani.
I disagree, said Mansour. The Americans are...